This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Ramadan al-Kareem. Let us value that. I want you to do what I always do at the beginning of every Ramadan. I try to recall all the people who were with us last Ramadan, but who are not with us this Ramadan because they passed away. And I remind myself and ask myself this question, that those people who were there last Ramadan and then who passed away after that, did they know that last Ramadan was going to be their last? Obviously, they did not know, because we do not know which is going to be our last Ramadan. But what we do know, what you know and I know, is that one Ramadan will be our last. For me, whether this one is going to be my last or not, I don't know. And same thing for you. So the sensible thing, the intelligent thing to do is to treat every Ramadan as if it is our last. Because one Ramadan will be our last. Now, what does it mean to say treat the Ramadan as if it is your last? It means that treat it as if you have only 30 days of life left. Which means that now you prioritize your life for these 30 days. Do only that which is absolutely critical for you for these 30 days. And do only that for which you are going to be sure that, or you are sure that you are going to get a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we don't know. These 30 days, at the end of 30 days, if I am still alive, then we will see what is to be done. If I am not alive, then it makes no difference. Right? So these 30 days, I am going to treat it as if this is my last. So what is my priority? What is definitely not my priority is social media. What is definitely not my priority is Facebook and WhatsApp and what's not and everything else. What's definitely not my priority is Netflix and video games and computer games, may Allah protect us. What is not my priority is World Cup and all of this Super Bowl and whatnot. Right? None of these. What is my priority is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that He created us in order to worship Him. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجَنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ قَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى. He said, I have not created the human beings and the jinn for any reason other than to worship Me. So let us use these 30 days of Ramadan as if we want to try to fulfill our purpose of our creation. And not just as if, try and fulfill the purpose of our creation, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sleep less, eat less, obviously you're fasting, but at the end of fasting, let that not become a feast at the end of the fast. No. Eat less, sleep less, and then worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the maximum. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't just send us this month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loaded this month in our favor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chained the shayateen. So obviously it's no longer a level playing field. The playing field is skewed in our favor. Let's take advantage of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chained the shayateen. So in Ramadan, if you do something wrong, then guess whose fault is it? Shaitan is chained. So whose fault is it? So let's not become witnesses against ourselves. Shaitan is chained. Stay clean. Make sure that we maximize the benefit of this month. Shaitan is chained. The reward of a nafil is the reward equal to that of a fard in normal times. The reward of a fard is equal to 70 times or more in keeping with Allah's generosity of normal times. One fard is equal to 70 or more. Now think about this in the context of what I said yesterday, which is praying the Fard Salah in the masjid. Imagine you're praying the Fard Salah in the masjid by Jama'ah, that is 27 times the reward anyway. Plus multiply that by 70, and then all of these numbers and sums and math is for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives without hisab. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you and to support you and to reward you in a way that you cannot imagine. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.